William Morrow and Harper Audio present Send Me, The True Story of a Mother at War. Written and read by Marty Scovlin Jr. and Joe Kent. This is Marty Scovlin Jr. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains a glossary of terms from the book.
The views expressed in this publication are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or positions of the Department of Defense or the U.S. government. The public release clearance of this publication by the Department of Defense does not imply Department of Defense endorsement or factual accuracy of the material. To Josh and Colt, and to the unnamed warriors who fought alongside Shannon, who remain in the shadows to this day, still fighting, the best of Shannon lives on in you. A note from Joe. This book is for our sons, Colt and Josh, who had their mother taken from them far too early. I want them to understand who Shannon was, what she stood for, and why she was killed fighting in far-flung Manbij, Syria. I want our sons to understand not just their mother's valor, but also her love for them, for our brothers and sisters in arms, and for our nation. Every day that passes as our boys get older, I see Shannon in everything they do, and I know she lives on in them and is with us every day, telling us to press forward. Shannon came of age in a military that technically forbade women from serving in combat roles. So her deeds and the deeds of so many women warriors have gone unmentioned in those chaotic years. For guys like me who fought in our wars, we have a title that quickly asserts our place in history and conjures images of battlefield glory. But for women like Shannon, there's normally dismissal, disbelief, or outright omission. Shannon would want the world to know that her story is not just about her. It's the story of a small but ever-growing group of women warriors who are in the fight alongside their brothers, fighting for our nation. In writing this book, I hope to tell their story through Shannon. To my sons, Colt and Josh, as I write this now, I can feel the pain of knowing I'll never see or talk to my best friend. I can feel the anger that builds when I think about how you boys will never get to know your mother, or that Shannon, who lived for you boys, can't see you grow up. That anger ends with deep, hopeless sorrow because there's no real solution. I can't fix it or plan for it. That's what our life is now. Most days, I'm okay. You boys are happy and healthy and surrounded by a loving family. I still have a hard time comprehending the finality of her death. Never again is a long time for a mother not to see her boys. A long time for soulmates not to speak to each other. I can explain most of everything about how she died, from the strategic, nitty-gritty tactical reasons, but I can't wrap my head around its eternity. I had thought of my own death in combat or in training constantly. In a sick way, it never seemed like a bad way to go. I thought of it as a warrior's death, honorable and worthwhile. Your mom is a warrior, as much as me or any man who has given his life for our nation. But there is something different about a woman, a wife, a mother, or a daughter being killed. Women are the givers and nourishers of life. There's a twisted cruelty in them being killed under any circumstance. I'm telling you her story so you know who your mom was and how much she loved you. As confusing and hopeless as her death was, it brought some clarity to my life. I could not deploy anymore. Life is about you boys, not my desire to fight or avenge her death. I think about getting one more shot at ISIS every day, believe me. Deploying again may or may not have been possible, but I knew I couldn't risk it. Making my boys orphans is something I just can't do. Your mom would never forgive me if I did. I know my brothers and sisters still serving have the vengeance covered for us, but that part of the fight is no longer mine. My new mission is raising you, Colt and Josh, into the young men that your mom would be proud of.
Chapter 1. Hunting Humans. Syria, 2018. Hunting humans, like most trades, is a craft mastered through repetition and experience. Many in the world of special operations spent the better part of the past two decades.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?